In Libya, anti-government protesters are closing in on the capital Tripoli, where Colonel Muammar Gaddafi is holed up. Reports saying pro-democracy protesters have taken control of parts of Tripoli. Main cities, including Zawiya, 50 kilometers west of the capital, have been seized after the liberation of a number of eastern towns. In Libya's third largest city, Misrata, the protesters have shot down a helicopter and captured its crew. Meanwhile, Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam, has personally taken up arms and is leading pro-government forces in the city. Forces loyal to Gaddafi continue the violent suppression of popular forces to prevent them from taking the fight to Tripoli. An estimated 2,000 people have been killed in the violence so far. The International Criminal Court has announced the launch of a preliminary probe of possible crimes against humanity committed in Libya. Libyan ruler Muammar Gaddafi has been in power since a military coup in 1969. He is one of the longest-serving rulers in history. Gaddafi and his family members have been holding a tight grip on the country's industries for the past four decades. Reports say they have been hiding away a massive amount of wealth in secret foreign accounts. Here's a brief look at the embattled ruler's family members.
Libyan ruler Muammar Gaddafi has been in power for nearly 42 years. He has seven sons and a daughter from his two marriages. His oldest son, Muhammad, does not have a hand in politics, but owns two major telecommunication companies with billions of dollars in revenues. Saif al-Islam is Gaddafi's oldest child from his second marriage. He wrote his doctoral thesis on democracy and was viewed as the likely successor to his father. Another son, al-Sadi, took advantage of his father's money to enter famous football teams in Italy. He is now the head of Libya's football union. Khamis and Mutasim made their way into the army. Khamis is reported to have used foreign mercenaries to crack down on anti-government protesters in Benghazi. Mutasim is his father's security advisor and is in charge of defending Tripoli against anti-government protesters. Sayil Arab is the most low-profile among the seven sons. Reports say he has joined the Libyan revolution. In 2008, Hannibal, the youngest son, was arrested in Switzerland for assaulting a staff member at a Zurich hotel. In response, Libya withdrew nearly 5 billion francs from Swiss banks and threatened to stop selling oil to the country. The move forced the Swiss government to apologize to Tripoli. Gaddafi's daughter, Aisha, is a lawyer. And in 2004, she joined a team of lawyers to defend former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein. Libya is one of the world's richest oil-producing countries. Its oil revenues account for 90% of the country's total income. Former Libyan diplomats who have recently resigned say a considerable amount of the oil money is funneled to personal accounts of the Gaddafi family and individuals associated with the regime. The Libyan ruler is reported to have accumulated some $60 billion in wealth for himself and his family.